Hello, 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 and welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast.
Season two, baby.
Season two,
Season two.
baby. This is the podcast for those who are getting into their New Year's bag, trying to figure out their life, trying to change some things, trying to bring positivity into their lives with your host
JoJo.
and your girl, Tamika, aka Meek Meek, aka Encore, aka You see me. Got your hair done. Yeah.
Finally,
Finally. Also, it's not even about to be in there that
baby, listen,
long. So once the regular locks come back, no shade.
baby,
I want
listen,
no shade.
cause the way our viewers was coming for your neck
Hey.
every week.
They said, and they like, why JoJo keep doing you like that? I
It's not me. I
I
have
had to
no
wait.
control.
I had to wait. I could have did something to
I
it, but I
literally had, look, listen, let me just say this. I have no control. I tell Tamika things. She does not listen. And then afterwards, why you ain't tell me? You can't tell me
because
again.
I was tired. I was like, my birthday ain't here yet. It's coming up. I need to be fresh for my
For
birthday.
sure. Before we go any further, we do want to address, because we do both live in LA right now, we are safe. And by the time you're seeing this, hopefully the fires will be over, but as we're recording this right now, the fires are actively going right now. We really want to take a moment of silence, and I would really like everyone to close your eyes, bow your head as Tamika leads us in prayer.
Sorry, wait.
Wait, come
Wait.
on.
The way I wasn't prepared for this
It's
prayer,
okay, just let the anointing
I
heal.
was like, deepest condolences. It's a really hard time. It's been rough. We're trying to find the light in the situation, in the midst of the situation.
Is this your prayer?
No. I think of something. Let's roll it. All right, hands down. Lord, during this time, we thank you for our blessings. We thank you for all the things that we have, all the things that are yet to come in our lives, your Lord. And I just ask that you be with everyone going through hard times, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. With the fires going on, please allow everyone to find peace and happiness through this natural disaster, Lord. And let us find our way back to happiness. If anything, allow this to bring everyone together to rebuild and be stronger as we go into another phase of our lives. We are saying goodbye to some of the old memories and hopes and just prayers that we are going to rebuild and have positive memories more to come. In the name of Lord Jesus and God, hallelujah, 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 amen.
Yeah, sure. All right, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven-day advantage, you know. Hey.
Oh, moving on.
Okay.
History of the Bible over here.
I took history of the Bible in college. It was very informational. A lot of things don't line up, but
You still can't tell me about dinosaurs and Jesus, so moving on.
that was not in there. It
It was
should
in there.
be in. We'll,
It should have been in.
we shall see what is to
Yeah.
come.
Yeah.
But this is the All Jokes Aside podcast, named by myself. JoJo may not agree,
As we crack jokes,
but
as
I
soon as we
do.
got up here.
That wasn't a joke. Was that was you was playing?
Wait, what plan about what?
Nothing. Everything we said was legit.
I
Anyway,
forgot what we said in the beginning. I'll watch in a playback and I'll let you know.
because everything it was, we're talking about just positivity
Oh,
going
yeah.
into this year throughout everything. Let's just be honest. This first year, trash. I can't even get it out.
To be completely real with you, since 2020,
It's been trash. No, but
the bingo card has been trash.
I was just like, okay, what, November? I was still on positive note. I'm thinking positive. I'm like, I just turned 35. I don't look at it. No, thank you. This is going to be my
Oh,
best
she said
year
all jokes
yet.
aside.
This is going to be the best year. And a lot of people were saying the same things. This is going to be my year for prosper, for money, for goals to accomplish, whatever you had going on. Like, this
I
is
love that. I love that completely. But people say that every year.
I felt it this year. Like, I don't say every year, because last year I was pretty honest with myself that it was a year of building.
Okay.
It was a
Okay.
year
I
of
see that.
rebuilding. What was my motto that year? Be intentional.
Okay.
And I felt like I was. A lot of things got set in place, switched out some things in order for this year for me to start seeing results from what I had intention for.
Okay, come on, adult.
It's adulting.
You
Then,
was adulting.
but it's surrounded by a bunch of negativity. Then there was terrorists. Then there was Don Don. That's Don. I'm starting to call him Don Don.
We got 4 more years of Don Don.
Look, then we had the Don Don. We had the cyber attack, and we had the guy rolling into the New Orleans, and it was just so much shit.
Oh my gosh.
And
Oh,
now we have
wait.
fires.
Oh yeah, that did just happen. That was like in December.
Everything back to back to back. Now they have
the
the fire.
fires.
You
Oh,
have,
and not only that, the virus that's in China that's been
there's
going
a new
on.
virus.
Wait a minute. That
Well,
I was reading up on it. It's been going on since 2024.
yeah.
This feels like COVID all over again.
No. I feel like this is worse than COVID. I'm
Because
already
remember, COVID technically started in 2019. They didn't tell us
yeah.
until 2020.
I'm literally out of town right now at Airbnb just to be able to breathe some fresh air before I go back and worry about, is my house about to catch on fire? So I don't think it's COVID for me, but it's a lot of negativity out.
You frozen, boo boo.
Am I moving?
All right, she's moving
Okay.
now, y'all.
I said, it's a lot of negativity out here. I'm choosing to be positive, although the conspiracy theorists in me.
You frozen again, boo boo.
Let me say it again. Some shit's just not adding up. Just in case I was frozen, I'm gonna say it one more time.
I'm about to say you was frozen.
Some shit is just not adding up. It's crazy that I freeze when I say that phrase.
Talk about conspiracies. Talk
That's
about
interesting.
conspiracies.
So let's talk about it. The insurance companies are dropping everybody, even though you've been paying years and years for your homeowner's insurance. Y'all out. A couple months ago, my car insurance left. It was like, hey, we're just not serving California anymore. One, that shit is crazy to me that I've been paying money forever and y'all can just drop me.
Wait, did you ever look into that to see if they did a merger with another company?
No. No, they're just like, we're not doing it in California. Let me refer you to someone else. Unless you call or let them know that you don't want to continue with that company and you find your own, then we'll just have you go over to that company for a slightly higher price.
Absolutely not. You had me at higher price, because what? No, thank you.
Listen, so boom, that happened. Not like it's anything, you know, on that level of homeowners, but you switch. So now I'm thinking, all right, so for all the individuals that just got new homeowners insurance and their homes are damaged or completely lost by these fires, does that kick in automatically for full premium? Are they going to cover everything? Or is there a period where you have to be paying with them? If I just started the insurance policy a week
Like if you
before,
like if you just got the insurance policy.
Yeah. Are you going to cover me?
I feel like if it's anything, because I don't know much about homeowners insurance, but if it's anything like car insurance, I think it just depends on your coverage, what you have covered, how much damage. And then I also know what homeowners insurance, it's a little bit trickier to get that money because they always need proof. So even though these fires are happening, they need to know, okay, how much value did you have in your house? Okay, where's the proof?
Yeah, because
Otherwise, we're just going to give you this amount.
they're about to lowball the fuck out of some people. That's why they're like, okay, when you leave, if you're evacuating, take a video of everything that you have. So that way they can't say, oh, well, like, how the fuck am I supposed to show you proof? My receipts were in there. Unless I go to my credit card statements.
And they're not gonna take
But if
those.
it's something I've had forever,
They're not gonna take those because they're gonna be like credit card statements. You could have easily got that from somebody else. How do we know that it belongs to you? You know what I'm saying? Everything is a catch 22 when companies have to come out of pocket.
yeah. So I'm like, okay, these people, it's before I even get on the economy. So boom, you have that. You have the shoot, I don't even know what we were talking. It's so much.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear that all of those houses, and this is from a real estate agent. It wasn't on TikTok, y'all. It wasn't on TikTok. It was on Instagram. But a real estate agent was talking, and of course she was getting an influx of calls and everything due to the fires. And there was a couple people that was like, look, I have savings. Like, what can we do in a different area? My family needs to get somewhere safe. So she had a family put in cash offer $30,000. Boom. They thought it was theirs. Bigger company comes in, a company, not a person, company outbids them for $51,000. I have to send you the post so you can see it. But I was like, so why are companies bidding on houses now so that y'all can rent them out to people for a higher market?
Sure.
Man,
For sure.
that is so disgusting. That's disgusting.
Unless it was someone that just bought it under the business name, or was it like a legit corporation?
Well, she didn't go in detail. You know, with real estate, they can't really go into too much,
Okay.
especially, yeah, because it's an ongoing thing right now. So I don't know.
Okay.
But that's not the first post I've seen like that.
Well, let's switch into the economy and how this is about to be. This is LA. This is Hollywood. These are millions on millions of dollar houses. This is costing a pretty penny. So if those individuals leave and they're not paying taxes here, or the construction workers, which I'm not even going to touch in on that, on Don Don. And who are we going to have? Like, what construction workers are we going to have available to do this? I have several people that just bought houses. I know several people that have been under construction for 2, 3 years, and their stuff still is not done. So these individuals who lost their houses,
How
you
long
are,
are they going to have to wait to rebuild?
yeah. Well, one, we have to clean up everything. Hope and pray that the fire is over by the time anyone's watching this. I zoomed in and zoomed out. That blew me off. Oh, that's Jimmy. That was Jimmy. Hope and pray it's over. But after that, you have to rebuild. You have to clean up. Cleaning up is
That's
going
going
to
to
take
take
a
a
lot
while. That's the cleanup, rebuild, everybody getting back to some sort of normalcy. That's going to last well past the summer.
of time. Oh, for
That's
sure.
going to
It's
last
going to
because
take a couple.
we're talking about, this is just from one fire. We're talking about two, or this is from two fire, two of the biggest fires. Two whole towns.
Gone.
We're talking banks, schools, houses, apartments, gone. Civic centers, recreational centers, gone. Cars, gone. And that's not even including the additional six smaller fires that we had
There were
from
so
like apartment buildings and all this other stuff. It's a lot of rebuilding towns upon smaller structures.
That's the whole economy. Those businesses are out. People can't go to work. They
And what's
have no work.
even more disgusting about it is everything is just gonna keep going up, up, up.
It's gonna go up. And this is what I was thinking about, which it didn't dawn on me, but you still have to pay your mortgage. You don't have a house and you're still paying upward $13,000 for mortgage and up. That's just for the baller houses. People that didn't have super, that aren't super rich, average Joe, they don't have money to pay for their mortgage and they can't go to work and you
Baby,
need a
listen.
house.
Baby, listen. Let me get something in the mail talking about past due. Where's your mortgage? I'm gonna be like Channel 5.
There's my mortgage.
Channel
Also,
5.
I can't pay it, so I'm filing bankruptcy. And then again, economy, pew, pew, pew.
There should be there. Look, there should be so many things right now that companies should be taking heed to. Mortgage companies need to chill out. Lights, water, chill out. Was it car note and all those little expenses? Chill out. Banks definitely need to chill out because if I'm going through this, I'm going to the nearest bank and I'm pulling my stuff out because I'm gonna need to figure something out. So
Gotta make
all these penalties and all this other stuff, chill out on all of that. Credit card, chill out.
They're gonna put a pause on it for a second, but that's another business. I know Biden is talking about I can't remember the acronym or the letters, but there's a program that if stuff like this happens, they'll help pay for a certain amount of time. And previously they were paying 75%. So Biden is like, we're going to pay 100%.
Yeah, I saw that.
No offense, but you're the president for how long?
Yeah.
How are you about to
If
pivot
he can get that,
away?
if he can get that going through, but I will say a lot of people have really stepped up for this. Biden said the 100%. Let's see how that goes. By the time this episode comes out, hopefully we hear more about that. But I know Walt Disney donated $15 million.
Hey, Disney.
They also FEMA is also taking action too.
Oh, I think that's what it's called,
But people
FEMA.
have to apply for FEMA and all that other stuff.
I think that's what it's called,
Well,
FEMA.
FEMA is just a natural disaster thing
Oh,
anyway.
sorry.
That's for the United States anyway. I think that's separate than what Biden was talking about. Because FEMA, they kind of kick it into action, especially during Hurricane Katrina and all that other stuff.
I know they just helped Hawaii.
Yes.
Maui, when they went through theirs. Oh, again, Maui just had something. We got something. Listen, it's snowing in the Midwest more than it's snowed in a while.
Honey, it's snowing in Atlanta.
Climate change. It's snowing in Atlanta. Climate change is a real, real thing. What you gonna do about it? Not a damn thing, because it's too fucking late. It's too late.
Did you just make a song about climate change?
Look, because this is weird. Like, okay, put aside the allegations that people are starting these fires, which
Okay, those aren't allegations. So the smaller
is it
fires,
legit?
the small they did confirm like the wooden blah, 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 I can't even talk. They did confirm the Woodland Hills fire that they were able to contain that one 100%, but the I don't know if it was I think it was the people who lived in the area saw the person who was trying to set some ish on fire, and they ended up doing a citizen's arrest. So that one was definitely arson. I think I don't know about the Studio City. I don't know about the Granada Hills. I don't know about the Long Beach. I think all those are still under investigation. But I will say it is fairly strange that the apartment fires were going on all around the city.
So if people starting fires, why?
I think they're starting fires because they see this as an opportunity, like, oh, For
what?
everybody
To
is
move?
dealing with the natural fire. Let me go ahead and do that. They're probably trying to do some insurance scam or something. I don't know.
They ain't got no money for insurance. So right now ain't the time to be faking shit. People out here
Look.
looting. You looting for what? Your house burned down.
Who's
You can't. You
looting?
lose this shit. It was coming out that it was a few people. Well, two things. They
Oh
said that there
my.
was people looting, but then they also said it was some racist stuff going on because it was some black people that looked like they were looting, but really they was trying to save stuff out of their own house. So I don't know.
Oh
But
my
if there was ever a time to loot, this
gosh.
ain't the time.
First of all,
Because what the fuck you gonna do with that TV?
wait a minute.
You ain't got a
Who is looting and something is on fire?
That's what I'm saying.
Who?
So I don't know how true that is. It was already iffy that LA had five fires simultaneously
Seven, six, seven. Yeah.
that spread from the one fire that spread from the wind. But you were on different corners of LA. I'm sorry. I'm not a genius, but how the fuck did that happen?
I'm no fire expert, but something smells a little fishy.
Listen, I'm just like that's not adding up. Is it the conspiracy theory inside of me?
Nah,
Or
I just feel like
it
that's common sense.
doesn't
Like
make sense.
that's no
The
conspiracy.
Ambers skipped the house. Since when did fire and a tornado have a baby called an Amber? And it skipped houses, it skipped towns, it skipped entire neighborhoods
Yo, literally,
through the
it
wind.
was like, let's say the natural fire over here, all of a sudden, okay, the two natural fires are right here, right? All of a sudden, boom, smack dab in the middle. Another little fire. What happened here?
What's in the middle?
What happened here? How y'all skip over? If anything, I think it would have grew a little and then got
Like,
to the
if
middle.
anything, I think it would have been a line.
Child,
Like, correct us if we're wrong. But I just don't understand that.
we're not wrong because the Palisades fire right now is moving on to the 405 in a line.
Like, we had multiple people stay at our house from the fire. Also,
Did you?
we had a fire, but the fire station was right next to it. When I tell you we packed up our shit so fast.
Wait, over the hill?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We was like, oh, no. Then they sent out that alert. Oh,
Oh.
LA, evacuation. You ain't got to tell me twice.
Wait a minute. LA said evacuate warning to everybody in the city. Oops. My bad, y'all.
Like,
That
why would
wasn't
you
for
do
you.
that?
That wasn't for you. Also, I just really want to give a PSA to everyone. In the time of a crisis, why do y'all flock to the grocery stores and take everything? Eggs out of stock, water out of stock, chicken out of stock. I was only able to grab one pack of chicken.
I stop because when I gotta go, I gotta go.
And
And
honey,
in my the only thing I own is what's in this car.
I'm not even gonna hold you. Y'all getting packs of chicken? Where are you cooking it at? And that's no joke. All jokes aside, like the title of this episode, all jokes aside,
All jokes
where
aside.
are you cooking the chicken? Now I could see if y'all was taking the deli meat, the bread, all of that,
I
cool.
could see that. Roast bread.
The water I get because I feel like people flow. Hey yo, when we was able to
If
get
I'm
our
gonna have
hands on some
anything, I'm gonna have
water.
water. If I'm gonna have
Right.
anything,
But y'all taking eggs, packs of chicken, cheese? And you know that's my kryptonite. I ain't got not one piece of cheese in this house.
perfect.
Ain't no perfect.
Because you don't need
Do because I eat that expensive ish.
it. So,
Y'all even taking the good cheese.
Not I. Look, packing up anything. If it's an emergency, everything is out the window. But we don't know what's about to happen. Economy, huge change. Hollywood, huge change. It's award season.
Wait a minute. Hollywood. I'm gonna say this lightly. In the midst of a crisis, why are we having in-person auditions?
You got an in-person audition?
No. I did not. I had a couple people.
Where are you going?
Wait a minute though. She was like one of my homegirls, I'm not gonna say who, had an in-person audition, and we was chit-chatting or whatever, and she was like, girl, literally, and this matter of fact, this is like in the smack dab. This is like 2 or 3 days when stuff was like crazy. Things have kind of calmed down a little bit, but this is like in the thick of it, into the thick of it. It was actors in there literally that was evacu in the midst of evacuating, trying to rush and hurry up and get to an audition. I feel like on both sides, and I'm not gonna put the blame on the casting directors only because y'all are workers just like we are. Y'all get y'all word from the head down. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just doing what y'all told to do.
Like, it's a fire, right?
It's a
Going on,
fuck.
internet is trash because I keep seeing us freeze. It is outside of our hands. We can't do anything about this.
But the studios, what are y'all recording? What are y'all filming? Why are we having in-person auditions? And the actors, you get an evacuation warning. And the first thing you're thinking about is, oh, I gotta make it to this in-person audition. No. If anything, if for one, I'm prioritizing myself as much as this career is whatever. We may not have a career after this. Not saying not, like not speaking the worst, but just in my head, that's not the first thing I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking about no audition. And if the audition is that important to me, I'm reaching out to my reps like, hey, can I turn in a self-tape when I get to safety? Right now, I have to be evacuated. Can you ask them to give me a week extension so that when I get to safety, I can go ahead and do a self-tape?
You would think that, but it's business. If I'm also like, okay, I'm leaving my house because I might lose everything, I'm gonna need some work to rebuild.
But the thing about it is, where it's moving to, and again, not saying this, but if it were to catch the studios catch on fire or equipment or anything like that, that's delaying the process and you still out of work. So you did all that for what?
It's lose-lose.
I'll tell
Don't
you.
know. We don't, but we also don't know where the industry is about to go. It's award season. Are they going to have awards? Should
Oh.
you be celebrating right now? I mean, a win is a win. You worked hard. You just like you. I mean, you got the win. So you should be celebrating.
I do,
But
I
at the same
do.
time, where is this going to be? Are you going to be getting dressed to go to these? Are we going to be watching it on TV? Would you like happy?
I
Is
do
are you
feel
going to be happy?
like, and honestly, this is like a catch-22 because I do feel like it would be a tad bit tone deaf to continue anything celebratory during a time where 100,000 people are out of homes, out of jobs, and all this other stuff. I think it would be a tad bit tone deaf, but in the same breath, I don't know.
Now, this is what I'm saying.
I get
We've
it,
had
but it's like,
the news on nonstop. I have not watched the news in a very long time because it's
oh, that's
always been pre
crazy.
I never watch the news. I go on Yahoo. Give me the highlights. We've had it on 24/7 watching these fires. Can I get a glimmer of hope? There is nothing. There's just fire after fire after fire. In between the fire, there are interviews of people that have lost everything, that have lost their homes, that are going through. Can we get something besides this? Not to say don't bring light to it, hide it, but also can I feel hopeful?
Yeah.
Because news is not giving us any hope whatsoever.
Turn on Tubi. See, look, we're in the age of technology where we have streaming. You want to feel hopeful? Go to something that's already uploaded.
So I'm saying, like, okay, would an award be the worst thing? Because I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna happen. And if they have it, we gonna get back to this. You're gonna win your award. Because you still, you know, it's a little bit of celebration, a little bit of happiness in such a traumatic time. And then all of your speeches are gonna say, LA, let's donate, let's do what we can. You know, or how can I feel happiness from this? Thank you for my team. Thank you for my agents. But right now we need to be thinking about LA.
But also the average person, you got to think about it from the point of view of the average person. Like, we're in the industry, so we get it. We feel like we understand, or not feel like, but we understand the concept of having a bigger platform and using that platform for the good of the people. But as an average person watching that, that is tone deaf as fuck.
It is.
I don't want to hear that.
But this is the thing too. Outside of LA, some people don't give a fuck. And now, like, I see natural disasters and I can't really, I can't connect with them as much because they're there. It's not happening to you. So again, you're tone deaf, or it's like in one ear, out the other. Mm-hmm. You're not feeling the impact. So now that I am in it, and it's like, it's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is really scary. If I look at something outside of this, or if I look at a podcast or TV show that's not based in LA and they really can't feel it, I'm like, damn, you don't have no feelings towards this? This isn't affecting you in any type of way?
But I feel like that also shows the lack of humanity that we have grown towards.
True.
Just as a nation.
If it is an award show, which is seen all around the world, versus just our local TV, is that going to bring some more awareness?
Hell,
or no?
Hell no.
I talked to my friend back in Cincy, and he's like, I was like, we're going out. Yeah. I'm like, we're packing up. We're going out of town for a bit. One, just so I don't have to wear a mask when I walk outside.
Right.
To try to find some peace of mind, some hope during this time, that hopefully when we go back, the fires will be died down.
Ooh.
Or if our house is one of those, we're out in time because it's not about to wait to the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, you know, is it really that bad that you have to leave? It's not going to be gone like tomorrow. Do you think it's going to be going for 7 days?
Spoken
I
like
was just
a
like,
true N word.
And I was just like, you know what? I was quite upset.
I know you were.
Like, you're an idiot. Or like, yeah, a fire could go for 5 days. It could go for a very long time. And if I'm sitting here talking about I'm about to leave the house, I'm about to pack up my valuables and leave the house, like, you don't think it's serious? Don't laugh, because I was pissed.
Honey,
like,
I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
Why am I talking to you for?
Because when Tamika gets mad, baby,
like, why am I talking to you for? Yeah, it's that bad. All right, I'm getting off phone. I'll talk to you later.
Baby.
Like, if I'm sitting here talking about I'm packing up my stuff, going through a checklist, I also realized I ain't packed shit. I got a bag full of white t-shirts.
Because those are your valuables.
I got some electronics, charger, some white t-shirt, a couple sweatpants, because I can wear this every day, because I wear it every day already. Like, fuck all this. I'm old. Like,
I was literally like,
I have no valuables.
When we got the evacuation notice, I was like, my alcohol.
Oh, that's sick.
No, it's not sick. My thing is, the alcohol is literally going to make it burst more.
Pause. You
So I need to get it out.
did your nails?
Did. I told you my nail girl got me in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, okay. Thank you. But we were like at work, like, what's on your checklist? And every time someone said something, I was like, oh, that's a write that down.
Wait,
Oh.
you didn't think to get your birth certificate
Yeah.
social? Okay.
I got papers, some electronics, some chargers,
Yeah.
two white t-shirts, two black t-shirts. Wait, it was one long sleeve. It's funny because this shit is not funny. One white long sleeve and black, and then some short sleeves.
Okay,
I bought a
question.
couple
What
sweatsuits.
about a portable charger?
I got both, and a car
Oh,
before I left the house.
okay, that wasn't bad. That wasn't half bad, because at least you had an outfit.
Exactly.
You had your portable stuff just in case you got somewhere that didn't have power. You have your portable charger. Okay, it was a little sensible. I like that.
I was like, otherwise, I'm wearing these clothes every day. What you gonna say? Nothing. I said, I go wear these clothes every day. What you gonna say? Nothing.
Oh, I'm gonna still say something regardless.
It's gonna look like my regular outfit. What you gonna be like? You wore that yesterday? No,
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of these.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
I got a whole bunch.
I'm definitely gonna say that.
I got five of them.
Honestly, the only thing I was thinking of, because I need showers, is get all the shower gel, get all the lotion.
I did pack up thing of lotion.
Perfume.
That was it. I got toothbrush, toothpaste, lotion.
Get
That's it.
Jaws. Get Jaws wipes. Get his food, his
I was
bowl.
like, Sassy, get in this bag. Let's go. You don't need anything.
Oh my God.
I said, when that first alert went off, y'all called me like, it's evacuation. Where are you? Get home now. I'm packing up the car. 2 minutes later, we're sorry, false alarm. That wasn't for you. Do you know how scary it was driving on the road when that went out?
Honey, look,
I saw people come
listen.
out of nowhere in the 2 minutes that it took for them to send it back up.
I'll tell you what. Bags are still packed. Because play with me if you want to and keep them in the trunk. It wasn't the time for jokes, but I was joking, like, I wonder, is this how pregnant women feel when they know they're about to
Oh
give birth?
yeah.
They gotta stay ready.
Yeah. They got their pregnancy bag.
And keep it
So
in the car.
keep it in a car. Get ready. Stay ready.
Keep a pack of water in the car. Keep it in the trunk.
I have a pack of water.
And you know how much I hate water in the car, but keep it in there.
I'll pack it, put it in the car, throw it in there. We took everything that was in the refrigerator.
Why?
Because why are we buying groceries?
Oh, at the Airbnb, yeah.
Yeah, like pack up everything just in case we get an alert while we're here and we can't go back.
Yeah, I feel that. I can't believe you still gotta work. Let's talk about these jobs still wanting people to come into the office during a time of crises.
I can't breathe outside.
It's so tone deaf. Because what exactly are we doing?
Well, mine's kind of busy. I did have a lot of people calling out. For
I about to say,
staffing,
y'all.
because people are like, I'm not coming outside. Or again, people lost their houses. They lost their businesses.
That's the thing. Like, people are either calling out, but nobody is.
No. And that's where I come in place. Like, now people are relying on me.
But I also don't feel like you need to be in the office to do that. For what?
Yeah.
Like, for what?
There. I don't have to be in the office.
Honey, and don't get me started on my company. That's an offline conversation.
That ain't gonna add me a twitching.
That's an offline conversation because I am under an NDA and I can't say too much up here, but that is an offline
Eric.
conversation.
Hilarious. The year started off trash. We are hoping for change. But what was our thoughts going into this year? Because I thought this was going to be a great year for me. It's still going to be a great year.
You thought that? I love that.
I was like, this is it. Stuff gonna be shaking. And this is why. My whole point this year, I didn't have any New Year's resolutions per se. Like, I want to do this, I want to do that. I didn't have the list. But I did say this year I'm going to be strategic in my actions. Like, I know where I want to go. I know what I want to accomplish. But now I need to strategize and follow through with that. Last year, intention. I have all my intentions. I made stuff move around. This year, it's like, okay, you did that. You have this space. So be strategic in what you're doing moving forward.
Oh, I love that.
That was it. I was like, no, get healthy. Because you should have been doing that shit already. I'm getting healthy. It's there. It's part of life. All right, I'm doing that. What else? What's the basic ones?
Gym, eat right, which normally only lasts until the spring.
It's all in the fitness category.
Money and I don't know.
That's really
I didn't
it.
have any this year. I didn't have any last year. Well, no. Last year, it wasn't really a New Year's resolution. It was more so I wanted clarity. I wanted clarity on a lot of stuff, personally and professionally. This year, I came in with no expectations at all because I was like, it's ghetto outside. So
So none.
yeah, I had none. I just came into it with the regular ish, which is the regular stuff that I add into my prayers daily, is just health, outstanding health, an abundance of wealth, and not wealth in things of value, but more so in like things like relationships and like wealthy relationships and stuff like that. Just like wealth all around. But other than that,
Then that was it.
yeah.
I was like, I was playing. I was like, what do I want to do? So then I went down a rabbit hole. What's our time? Where we at before I go down this rabbit hole with
I
you?
don't know. We on
Oh,
Zoom.
okay. All right. So keep it going. This might be two parts. So in case it is, pause for part two. Okay, so I was getting into this mindset. I don't know how I came across this. It's a Japanese philosophy called Ikigai. Don't do that. And it is basically like the secret to happiness.
Bro, you
We're
love my
anti.
people so much.
Bruh, you're not Japanese. My goodness.
I'm gonna get my mama
So,
on the phone.
and actually, I don't know what culture the individual or where they came from, what ethnicity, whatever, where they came from. The first person I saw that was talking about Ikigai, I don't know what he was. But the further I got into it, it was some Japanese people, influencers, that was like, it's not even what you think it is. But I'm going to take it as this. This is the westernized version. I'm going to take it as this. If I'm wrong, cool. Don't follow into it. But
Spoken like a true American.
so
Go ahead.
it's the secret of happiness. So there's different concepts that go into it. But overall, it's the concept that if you find what you love and you get paid for it, you'll be more happy. And I'm going to keep looking down because I have the notes. So you put these four things together. What do you love? What can you get paid for? What are you good at? And what does the world need? So if you can find something to do that brings those four concepts together, then ultimately that is the secret to happiness. People are like super stressed at work. They hate work. It might be that you're doing something good for the community, but you hate it. You're not going to be happy. Or you're doing something wonderful, like me. I want to do resume writing. I do find happiness in it because I'm helping someone else. Can I make as much money as I want to there? No. I can't make it a career because my target audience are individuals that need it, but they might not be able to afford my service. And then if so, then I have to dumb it down. And I don't want to do that because you're paying ultimately for a session with me, not just your resume on a paper, but also how do I make you feel after?
I
Do
feel like
I make you do have I helped you find value in yourself? Do you leave feeling good about yourself? Is the whole thing that I want to bring. If I increase the price, the people that need it most, they can't, they're not gonna pay for it.
But I feel like that's when you get creative. You don't have to dumb down your services or not charge what you're worth just because the people that you're targeting towards may or may not afford it. That's when you get creative. You look into different grants, maybe look into the nonprofit side of things, or maybe because you deal with corporations now, maybe even looking into okay, how can I get a contract with this corporate entity that way that they're, people and we could work something out and then kind of tailor it to that. I feel like there's different ways to kind of. Or even schools. How do I connect? How can I get a contract with a school and help out these students because they're definitely gonna need it. You get what I'm saying?
You're not going to make enough money unless you have a platform, like a humongous platform.
And
Then,
then you got to think about TED
okay.
Talks. You could start doing TED Talks. That's money. I think it's not gonna be a lot of money right away, but there's
For
definitely
sure.
potential. There's
For sure. It's
potential.
not a lot of money right away, but then it feels like a job. It's like acting. A lot of actors. I love acting. And this, I'm gonna speak on the outside because I haven't become an actor full time where I don't have to work. But some people, they're like, I love acting. I love the way that it makes me feel. But then business comes into it. So let me ikigai. I love it. Absolutely love acting. I'm good at it. Okay. What the world needs, it needs it. It needs laughter. It needs emotion. It needs a outlet.
Relatability.
Yeah, relatability, outlet. Can you get paid for it? There's a lot of actors out here that's not getting paid anything. But you want to be an actor. But you can't make it off of the money that you're making or from a project or commercial every here and there. It's a lot of actors, even Taraji was talking about it. She's like, I work all the time. It's not because I want to. Being an actor is emotionally draining. Sometimes it's physically draining. Do you want to have to work back to back to back to back to back? No, you want to be able to give your body some rest, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, but you can't. You're blessed to have a job. But then it's like, do I want to do this? The happiness is gone. That's why a lot of people do theater. It's wonderful. Do you make any money?
Broadway.
Still. Are you really making money unless your thing just blows up? You might still just be doing it at the local theater.
But honestly, to be completely real with you, I feel like that philosophy, you can tailor it to any profession, doctor, dentist, whatever. And I feel like the outcome is always going to be the same, which is the money part. Yeah, you're making money, but are you making enough money to live in the United States?
True. True, true, true. So there was other things that go into it. It's a whole chart that it goes off of. So under the what you love, you think about what's your passion, what is your mission, why are you doing this? The what you're good at, professionalism, and then that over comes with passion as well. You have, can you get paid for it? Professionalism, vocation. What does the world need? That goes into your mission, vocation. So everything intertwines. It's just circle on circle on circle. And then outside of that, you think feeling useless, but also satisfied is in these little blocks.
Like a Venn
You got,
diagram.
yeah. Feeling comfortable, but empty. People do that all the time.
Yeah, nine to
People
five.
stay in jobs, a 9 to 5 all the time. Do I want to do this? No, but I have benefits. I got a family to take care of. It's consistent. I know I have a check coming.
Survival.
But you feel empty. You're not getting anything out of it. You have excited and self-approval, but uncertain. I'm excited about this, but is this what people want to see? Is it what the world needs? You have happy and fulfilled, but no wealth. Everything comes in there. So if you can find the middle, that is ikigai.
But honestly, I don't feel like there's not one thing that a person can do that will actually pinpoint all of that. I feel like there's one thing that can cover three of those things that will lead you to another thing. Because nobody just does one thing anymore. One thing is always a chain reaction. Okay, I'm doing this to open this door so that I can get to this, so that I can do this. You get what I'm saying? But
and
again,
back to that.
But again, that might just be a like you said, a Western way of thinking, an American way of thinking.
Yes, I'm gonna get back to that. I'm gonna sum it up with that, because then there's another step. There's 10 rules to ikigai. This right here, I don't know who made this up. I don't know who made this up. You might not need this. Oh, okay. It says it. Sketch note by who? I don't even know their names. Hector Garcia and Francie Morales.
Pause. They don't sound like Japanese people.
I'm not doing this. I'm not reading this.
Garcia and Morales.
That's why they were like, this is the Western. Oh, this is just their chart.
Oh, okay.
I'm not reading that.
All right, great.
but there's certain things that go into it. You said that that's the Western way of thinking. It definitely is.
We're conditioned.
Because when I was doing the research and there was more Japanese people coming up talking, they're like, it's not the secret to all happiness, but it's what makes you happy in that moment. So if you're asking people, what's your ikigai? Then you might say sleep. Because that is what's going to bring you happiness. You're tired. So I'm going to do that. They're like, after work, what is your ikigai? A beer. Because I want to relax. It's the little things. It's not an entire concept of my whole life. This is going to make my life happy. This is the secret to all happiness. And one, no, it's just a secret to making me happy that moment.
Honestly, I was just about to say, it just feels like what we're always trying to beat into ourselves, living in the moment. Living in the moment.
And that was one thing that was on their 10 list.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go to the list.
Girl, fuck that.
Some of the stuff I was not feeling. But this is their ikigai. This is their 10 rules to ikigai. Which I get it. One, get in shape. But this was behind it, because exercise releases hormones that make you feel happy.
So does vitamins. Next.
But also, I'm like, okay, get in shape. Shit. Yeah. Go ahead. It makes you feel good. Like, it makes you feel good.
What are you talking about? Exercising?
No. Not necessarily exercising, but just being more healthy.
Oh, well,
as
yeah.
As individual, making better choices. Because if you eat like shit, you feel like shit.
Yeah, that's true.
So, boom. Smile. Never forget what a privilege it is to be here. I'm gonna skip some of their stuff. I'm gonna skip some of their stuff. Okay, but this is it. This is ones that I take away from it. Surround yourself with good people. I like it. That positivity, that's gonna come off on you. Live in the moment. That's what you said. Give thanks.
Because, I like that.
Like, give thanks to anything. Be thankful and watch your happiness grow. Sure. This is a very positive chart. It's really, it's too much for me. But it's a lot. I'm gonna take those three, because you should live in the moment. And I was just thinking about, okay, my New Year's resolution of being strategic. I do still want to live in the moment. I don't want to take things for granted. I want to give thanks. I want to surround myself with good people. And that's all a part of it. But I am interested in, okay, what is my ikigai? The westernized version, because now I'm thinking, oh, what is that one thing that can all come together and
I
bring
think at
happiness?
this moment, not the Western Ikigai, but the Japanese Ikigai in this very
Is the way
moment
to go.
is sitting your ass down.
What?
Okay.
I don't think I'm doing enough.
That's your issue. You feel like you're not doing enough, but you're not completing one thing.
That is true. Oh,
Block it.
that is true. That is true. But I'm being strategic. I have to catch a flight in a few days. I will be writing my YouTube show on that flight. So when I come back,
Yes.
my stuff is written.
Period.
And I'm like, is that my ikigai? Let's go back to it. Find something you love.
Okay.
I love being creative. I love performing. And that can be, in a TV show, in a movie, on a stage, on whatever platform. I love performing. I love making people feel good. I love being extra and not being judged about it. And then, what are you good at? I'm good at being extra. I'm good at creating a concept. I'm good at character development. I'm good at maybe not writing songs per se, but writing engaging songs that can, go around your head. What the world needs. Yes, they need content that, it's not just frou-frou. Like it's entertaining, but it's still learning for my what do I want to say? For my audience, for my target audience.
You know what you just described?
Yeah.
A stripper on OnlyFans. I love it.
That could have been my calling.
That it might be a calling.
That could have been my call. That takes me to what can you make money from?
Tax free.
What can you make money from?
Tax free.
Listen, that ain't tax free.
Ain't tax free no more?
No, what?
When
That's
they
an
start
independent
taxing strippers?
girl. Oh, no. You said OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. That ain't tax free.
Yeah, no.
That definitely
No. For sure.
that got a money trail.
Okay, so what can you get paid for? I can get paid for that. Not the stripping. Not the stripping. So I'm like, huh, is this my ikigai? Like, is this the secret to happiness? Not that I'm not happy. I do hate that it's the secret to happiness, but what,
Right.
you get the gist.
Right.
It's like it's the secret to going to work and not feeling like it's work.
I
People
feel
say that if I go to work, I love my job. I never feel like I'm working. Right now, I feel like I'm working. Okay?
that.
So, boom. So, I was like, okay, I like that concept. And then it rolled on. It kept going. Just by chance, nothing planned, but I was in the car evacuating. excuse me. And there was a podcast on. It was by Mel Robbins.
Excuse me.
Do
We
you know
are
who she
not,
is?
we ain't shout nobody out on this podcast.
Well, I gotta say it because they go know where this theory came from.
All right, go
And some
ahead.
of the stuff I say is her stuff. So I'm gonna give you the shout out. But her whole theory was to stop trying to force people to do what you want them to do.
Yeah, I tell you that all the time.
Yes, but you don't follow it. I'll give you an example. Not yet.
Give me an example.
It also said, you are wasting time and energy focusing on forcing people to meet your expectations.
Yeah, I tell you that all the time.
Yeah, but it sounds different from Mel. Her name is Mel. I picked up on what she was putting out. The character I wrote for you in the web series name is Mel. You've been telling me this all along. Is that a sign that we should put out my web series?
Please, enough of this web series, because I've been telling you to put out the fucking web series for literally years now.
I think that's a sign.
And, oh, wait, but is it also a sign that I'm watching Tubi and that you should put it out on Tubi?
No, that's not a sign because you're always watching Tubi. When are you not watching Tubi? And if Instagram or TikTok gets banned, you're gonna watch Tubi even more.
TikTok is getting bad. Okay, so look, okay, not to jump ship, but I just want to say this and then go back to what you were saying. TikTok is getting banned in the US, but somebody, I don't know if it's true because I saw it on TikTok, but a guy who said he used to work for TikTok said, yes, it'll be banned, but it'll still be available if you already have the app. Like after the ban date, if you try to go in and download it, you're not going to be able to download it because it's not going to be available to download. Now, with that being said, we won't be able to update. And eventually, because we won't be able to update it and do all that other stuff, it eventually won't be available at
Yeah.
all. But as of immediately, it'll still be up.
So what you're telling me is this is Angry Birds all over again?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, because I remember that. People was like, you got Angry Birds, you got the first one? No. I got it.
Yes.
Oh, TikTok is Angry Birds.
Dang, we
Interesting.
old. I don't think nobody know what Angry Birds is.
The OGs do, the ones that had the first one do. And you wouldn't know because it's gone. So the new people won't know what TikTok
Or at
is.
least the people in the US won't know what TikTok is.
Because everyone else is using it for educational purposes.
So my question is, how can I access the international TikTok?
Don't want us having it.
Like if I'm traveling, okay, hear me out. If I'm traveling, let's just say I move out the country, or I'm traveling or whatever. No, I moved out the country, but I still got my phone. I still got my phone. I should be able to access the apps they got. How do I do that? All my hackers that are listening, please hit
Put it in a
DM us.
chat. Put it in a chat.
Don't put it in the chat. DM us.
Don't put it in a chat.
I just said our hackers.
Put in a DM.
Let us know how we can get international TikTok. And
Us.
I'm not gonna clip this because they might take it down.
Interesting. All right. Let them theory. So it was like, you want to go, or you want, let me think. I'm trying not to use her examples, but you want to go on vacation. And no. Say your homegirl wants to date a guy. You know he's trash. You have high expectations for her. You are working for her to not talk to this man, okay? Everything is going. You're worrying about it. She wants to see him. Why are you spending your time worrying? Let them. Let them. I'll be here. If you want to go and you want to do whatever, let you. Because I can't waste my energy
Give me another example,
on.
because I feel like that example, your coochie is your coochie. You're gonna do what you want.
You're gonna do what you want, but as you, your friend, you know, you try not to. Your friend wants to go on a diet. She's trying to go get some junk food. She's trying to go
Oh.
a sandwich
I hear that.
with chips and fries and a Snickers.
I hear that.
And you're like, no. No, put it back. Grocery store, put it back. No. Let them.
No, ain't no let them. And let me tell you why ain't no let them in that case. Because I'm gonna have to hear about that shit later.
Yeah. But which one is more of your time and energy? Trying to
Neither.
stop them or listening to them after?
Well, both situations are me cussing that person out, so it doesn't matter.
But that's still a lot on you.
I don't think it
now
is.
Now you done made me curse you out.
No, I enjoy it.
Like,
I thoroughly enjoy it.
No, you can't. Okay. So,
different scenario.
Different scenario. Let me think.
I get it. I get it. But that scenario right there, no, I'm going to cuss you out.
Right. No.
No sweat All off right. my back, baby.
Let's see. You see potential in someone. Okay.
Are we talking like professional wise, relationship wise?
No, someone that you love.
Oh, like potential as in like, I know you could do better.
Yeah, I know you can be better.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like you have it in you to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Tamika.
Mm-hmm.
Put out your web series.
Mm-hmm.
Because this can be something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe it can be something.
Mm-hmm.
But Tamika keeps procrastinating.
Tamika's hard-headed.
Tamika's hard-headed. Tamika ain't doing it. Let them.
Cuss her out.
I'm like,
that's my love language.
That's your love language. Speaking of that, I'm going to tell you something.
What you got to tell me?
Oh, I'm going to tell you something.
What you got to tell me?
Okay. Let them. Theory.
Okay.
I was talking to a guy. New guy. I said, do you know what your love language is? He said, yes. Physical touch.
Okay.
Gifts.
Okay.
And quality time.
Oh, okay.
That's what you tell me. You didn't ask me what mine were, but I'm going to respond and tell you what mine are because that's how a conversation works. And I feel like naturally you should have asked me.
I think naturally you only ask if you care.
Apparently he didn't. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you anyway.
So what'd you say?
I said, you know, it's a toss up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because physical touch for sure. I need words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, write me a card. I prefer a card.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, something of sentimental value. I don't need you to go spend money. If you want to spend money on me, pay my rent or pay my car note because that's going to help me.
That right there.
Like, I don't need the other stuff. And he responds, so you just said, fuck my love language? Why did you ask? Wait, no, wait. There was more. Wait. He said, you asked what was my love language. So you basically said, fuck my love language? And I'm like, excuse me?
In other words, he's saying, you asked me, I ain't asked you.
For sure. But also, you said, fuck my ass. So I was like, wait a minute. When you figure out your love language, it's how you like to be loved, how you want to be loved, correct?
Or yeah, that's what it means.
Love to someone else.
Yeah. Well, no. Love language is how you want to be loved.
I thought about that. Because then I Googled it. Because I was like, oh, well, maybe I'm wrong. Because I said, oh, no, I wasn't saying fuck yours. I was saying, because I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
Apparently you took offense by mine.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't say that. I'm not a gift person. That's not mine. That's not how I need to receive it. Because
right.
I said, when you took the test, it said how you like to be loved.
Yeah.
Because it asked you questions about yourself.
Exactly. And then that's why, like, couples, these are my love languages. I like gifts. So the other person, gifts may not
hold
be
on,
their
hold
thing.
On, hold on.
Okay.
You just said, these are my love languages. I like gifts.
Yeah.
So it told you what your love language, how you
yeah.
like to receive love.
Yeah.
So when he said gift giving, I said, oh, well, you know, mine isn't, I'm not really big on gifts.
Right.
So he's like, you know, if I see something that I want you to have, then I'll buy it. It was like a whole back and forth thing
Wait, what?
over fucking love languages. One,
Wait.
I don't even know why you know your love language. I prefer my man not to know what the fuck a love language is.
Wait a minute. Can we rewind this back? If I see something I want you to have.
You feel me? You feel me? Then I buy it for you.
Oh, wait. Maybe that does make sense. If the love language is gift giving or receiving gifts, let me Google it.
Yeah.
That,
Because
that.
maybe it's gift giving, because then there's words of affirmation. But when you take it, it says, do
These,
you.
this for you. This is what you like to do.
What you like to do or how you like to receive love.
It should be how you like to receive love. Like, am I tripping?
I thought it was how you like to receive love. So I thought it was that. So I was like, oh, so you like gifts, which I don't mind. I like giving gifts, especially if it's a man, because I want you to use whatever I give you.
Okay, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, gifts. It doesn't say giving or receiving, it just says gifts and then physical touch.
But is it if is my language is how I like to receive it or how I like to give it?
It should be how the way I perceived it is if I'm taking this and this is my love language, this is how I like to be loved.
By getting gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, so when he said that, I thought you like gifts. And then I was saying, I don't really like gifts.
Oh, but he
And he
thought,
said, oh, so you just say, fuck my love language, how I want to love?
oh,
And that's why I
but
was like, no.
that's a red flag already because just because you want to love me like that, that's not working for me.
And he was like upset.
Especially if I'm telling you, okay, this is how I like to be loved. If I don't really care for material gifts, and you constantly get me material gifts, that's showing you're not listening. Our listening skills are off.
Our listening skills is off already because we couldn't figure out which is if it's give it take, give
And
or take.
communication is key.
So back to the theory. I cannot waste my energy and focus my time on having you meet my expectations. Because this,
Yeah.
so I'm gonna let him.
You should have led with that one. That's the only one that made sense.
Gonna let him. Listen.
You
I
should have
was
led with
like,
that
babe,
one.
listen, this shit is wild. Needless to say, he unmatched with me. I'm pretty sure. After I didn't respond back, I was like, I can't with this.
I can't buy her no gift. Fuck her.
I don't even know where we left yet. I was just like, that's not what I meant. Like, oh, I can't. I can't. It's too much. Let him. You're not in my icky guy. Okay? You're not in there.
Oh yeah, that
And
was
right
crazy.
now, I'm being strategic with my time and my energy. So that way, I can icky guy. And I feel like that's how we should end this podcast.
Tamika wanna be my cousin so bad.
On a positive note, icky guy. Speaking that, our Airbnb has a meditation room with
Oh, I
sound.
love that. I love that.
Maybe I need that to put the positive things in the air to like bring the wind and bring the rain and clean LA and no bad jujus.
Now she thinks she a witch doctor.
It's
Girl.
start the rebuilding. I just want the fires to be over.
Yeah, same.
I just want them to be over. This is so surreal.
Same. And honestly, the content that we had for y'all, ooh, it's gonna have to be put on pause because
Wasn't there. We're not doing that.
we're not doing that. I mean,
We're not.
we'll release it later, But the content that we had planned is definitely going to have to be put on pause because I'm just going to say this and then I'm going to leave it alone. I can't tell people what to post, how to feel about certain things. But I also feel like we know what a fire looks like. We get it. We get it. But what we do need to see more of on social media is resources. Where can I go for
Resources.
this?
I love that. Out of all of this, that's what I'm feeling good about. They're like volunteer opportunities. People are giving back. If you want to come down, bring some clothes, bring some food. Like, yes, I'm looking for somewhere to volunteer.
Baby, look, we
That's
know.
the only thing. That's the only thing pulling my heartstrings because the news, I can't watch the news.
Honey, we know what a fire look like. And I'm, and
Watch the
again,
news.
and again, not trying to be funny. People can post whatever they want. But what is that helping that you're posting every 6 seconds a fire like a blazing fire with a broken heart emoji in the corner?
I'm like, put the fires. Give me updates. I need the updates. I do need to see where it's going. How much is it contained? I
Look,
need to see that.
that's what the alerts are for. Put the alert on your phone, but keep the social media
I do got the
to the
alerts
resources.
on my phone for sure. And every time I'm like, doo, 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 doo. Red zone, you got
Yeah.
that eight.
But honestly,
Is it go?
I don't need to keep seeing these videos. If you want to give like map updates, cool, I'm with it. But the physical videos, that's just too much.
I just don't want to see the people on there. Like, I grew up here, I raised my children here. We have no pictures.
Oh. And then Altadena.
It's bad. It's bad. That's why I'm like, show people coming together. Show hope.
This
'Cause
really
that's not it.
want to make me join the NAACP though. Stuff like this, like more stuff like this.
Like
Like
what?
every time something happens, it really makes me like want to join a big organization that really does something. You know what I'm saying?
Icky
That has resource. Girl, shut.
guy. That's all I'm saying. Icky guy. I also wrote it down so I wouldn't forget how to pronounce it. I put ick dash e dash guy. So I hope I'm saying it right.
And on that note, we have reached unpopular opinions with JoJo.
Oh, she said with JoJo.
Period.
Look.
Because Tamika be playing and she don't be wanting to do an unpopular. She gave us one.
I can give you an unpopular opinion.
Okay, and I'll save this one for the next one. Go
Okay,
ahead.
perfect. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion with JoJo
Here we go.
Tamika. My unpopular opinion is that the fires started from the government. Now, this is the thing. My mind is saying Republican or something like that because I don't know. But then I can also think, oh, could it be Democrats? Because Trump is about to take over and all this shit that he about to walk into? Or is it Don Don's plan to come over and come and save the day? But something's not adding up. And I stand by that.
And on that note, we may be canceled after this episode.
No, it's just an opinion.
It's an unpopular
It's
opinion.
unpopular. I just
You
don't
know
know.
what? I feel it. We
It's just not,
be
it's too many things. It's something's not adding up.
being
And
real.
listen, my high school teacher from back in the day already told me some things is gonna be happening. It
Oh,
started with steps.
is your high school teacher on TikTok?
No, I don't know where he at. He's somewhere hidden.
I don't think you should be talking about this up here. All right. And on that note, we out, y'all, on this season 2 episode of Are We
Are we
Canceled?
canceled yet?
Maybe.
was such a horrible way to cancel it. What if we
Maybe.
get canceled after that opinion?
Bye, y'all.